always testing clean is Joe Fisher, the voice of Vanderbilt Athletics. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
David Price last night gave up an early three-run homer to Troy Tulowitzki of Colorado. Didn't win the game, but in a lot of ways had better command of his pitches than he's had maybe in any other start this year.
You know, when he said before the game he really wanted to focus on that he'd been walking too many guys in his recent outings and throwing too many pitches. And you go back and you look, he pitched seven innings last night, 99 pitches for the seven innings, which is a great number for that amount of innings. But I think, as you said, focusing a little bit on his control may have gotten a little bit too much of the plate on a couple of occasions. Didn't walk anybody, struck out five. Hard to believe that's his first ever major league loss. I guess it had to come sometime.
It's going to happen.
You know, he's pitched so well. Every time he goes out there, you expect him to win the game. But he was really focused on his control in that game. And obviously, I think, although he took the loss, he's probably pretty pleased with everything else.
Joe, I don't know how specifically you can speak on this, but Derek Johnson, Vanderbilt's pitching coach, has got an unbelievable reputation. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why Tim recruits pitchers so effectively. What's his philosophy on throwing and building up a kid's arm?
You know, it's amazing, and that's a big part of it, is building up the strength of an arm. You know, a lot of kids come in and throw in the upper 80s, and by the time they leave after working with Derek, they comfortably pitch in the low 90s. And there's a big difference in throwing an 88-mile-an-hour fastball and a 92- or 93-mile-an-hour fastball. He's very technical. They work on mechanics and work on strengthening their arm through the mechanics. I see these guys out in their days when they're not throwing, when they're not on the mound, but doing the long toss out in the outfield, you know, throwing the ball as absolutely hard as they can, as long a distance as they can, trying to build up their arm strength that way. And I think what's really interesting, Mark, is you go back and you think about the pitchers. You think of Jeremy Sowers and David Price and Ryan Mullins and Matt Bushman, and you can kind of go on and on, Jensen Lewis. And you can go on and on and on with these guys. The one thing that seems to come to mind is that they haven't had any arm trouble. You know, they've pitched a lot of innings. You know, there's been a lot of talk. Remember when David was here, you know, even some of the pro scouts were supposedly concerned because he threw so many innings and he threw so many pitches. Well, he's never had any arm problems. Mike Minor has just come through and done the same thing. Mike had a 139-pitch outing earlier this year, and nobody said a word about being concerned about his arm. So I think the biggest thing Derek has shown is he can build up arms and strength and do it without hurting the player.
And, Joe, segueing to golf, people are learning, watching Brant Snedeker, how difficult it really is to be a professional golfer because success is fleeting. And now he's really fighting it and heads to a pretty tough berg to try to get his game together, Bethpage Black, where he tees off later today.
Yeah, I was talking to Justin Emel, our assistant men's golf coach, who went down and saw Brant in Memphis this past weekend and saw him play. And he said, boy, you watch him, and he still hits the ball great. He's still around the greens. He's good. He said the problem was he just isn't hitting it close right now. He's not giving himself enough opportunities. And you wonder in this U.S. Open if it's survival as much as anything else. You know, these greens might be a little more receptive than usual, but, you know, they're talking about par being an outstanding score this week. So hopefully Brant can kind of get it together, you know, be around, put together a couple of good rounds and build some confidence. You can see, and Justin even talked about, in between swings, you can see him tinkering. You can see him looking at, you know, things in his backswing and saying, what's he doing wrong or what's he doing differently? He's just not comfortable as we are accustomed to seeing him play. And so hopefully he'll put something together this week on a very, very difficult course. He goes off, I think, at 12:58 this afternoon, so he's in one of the last groups. Hopefully it'll be dry because that course is going to be brutally long this weekend.
Great, Joe. Speak to you again tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.